Hey, good peeps of Peg City and the Global Village. They call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 miniseries spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside of Portage-la-Prairie, August 27th and 28th. Full details at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode number 3, Whoop and Holler Folk Festival co-founders Linda Omnichinsky and Josh Wright, two-thirds. On the phone, we do not have Mitchell Omnichinsky, but he is an integral part of this. Welcome, Josh and Linda.
Hello.
Hello, Bruce. Thank you for having us.
We will start with the president of Whoop and Holler, Linda Omnichinsky. Tell us about, first of all, the idyllic site that it's on.
It just calms you down and lifts your spirit, Bruce. Lots of wildflowers, native plants, trees, different types of trees, nature, cottonwood trail, lovely areas for camping. It's a 4.5-acre woodlot that we invite people, we choose to share through a festival.
And how did the festival originate?
Well, we started with being part of the Home Roots family and hosting house concerts in our home. And after that point, it grew to a yard concert, a smaller yard concert. And then Josh came on board and kind of expanded it to be a festival. And now it's a 2-day festival as opposed to a 1-day festival. So we're really excited about that and being back at the original site.
And, of course, all details are simply at whoopandholler.com and all social media. Tell us about the amenities that are there. We've got the artists that we know, but what else happens there? And, you know, accessibility and the important things like that.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important for us to be very inclusive of different groups, and including people that have mobility issues. We allow them to pull up right to the front and drop them off before someone goes and parks them. But we also have workshops and artisans and a second venue in the Red Barn in between acts, and a cottonwood trail, camping, tent camping. And you're basically surrounded by nature, and it just opens you up and reconnects you with spiritually.
And when it was at the island, Island Park, we had food vendors there. Do people need to bring their coolers when it's on site in the woodlot?
Well, we do have some food vendors. We have a few food vendors that will offer a variety of food. And we are offering, again, Circle K is again sponsoring a free hot dog barbecue lunch with chips and a drink between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So people can bring their food, but we also do have Heats, a local restaurant, which has East Indian food, like butter, chicken, and rice, and samosas, a pasta dish, that kind of food. And then we have Sawmill, who has vegan chili and nachos with a sauce and a chili dogs. And then we have got to have that lemonade. So there's lemonade as well as mini donuts. So there's a variety of food, and then for late nights, after, as we know, when the stage closes on Saturday, there's campfires and jamming in the barn as well around the campfire. So we'll make sure we have a hot dog vendor there so people get hungry with dancing and jamming.
Josh Wright, one of the co-founders, he is the man responsible for the music. Tell us about the lineup this year.
People are in for a real treat, whether they love music and love local bands that they're going to see this year, or whether they're coming to discover new acts and are maybe curious about new kinds of music. We have something for everyone, and that's been our formula for the last few years, kind of refining our local talent and who we love to showcase, that being a diversity of cultures and genres, and representing the communities in Portage la Prairie and across Manitoba, whether it's music, culture, gender equality. We try to represent a wide spectrum of talent here that is homegrown, and occasionally have a touring act, but people can expect anything from folk, like our traditional folk and indie music and roots music, to Argentinian tango this year, flamenco from Andalusia, Spain, the origins in that, and indigenous music, francophone music, a little bit of dance music to get you going, and music to contemplate and relax under the trees, or just relax in a hammock and hang out. So there's a variety of music for everybody this year, and Jeremy and the Delicious Hounds, Isla Barker, Scott Nolan are some of my favorites right off the top of my head.
Honolulu.
Yeah, and Honolulu, who's coming.
We also have children's activities, Bruce. On Saturday, under the big tent from 1 to 6, a children's performer, magician, crafts, scavenger hunt, hula hoop, bubbles, lots of storytelling, lots of activities for the kids. And the kids can be kids here because there's lots of paths and opportunity to run around and play tag and hide and seek, that kind of thing.
So we want to remain current for all ages and all backgrounds, and people can come enjoy with their families or just hang out with their friends. Younger crowds, older crowds, we've got something covered for everyone's musical palette, and a steady stream of music that is both emerging and established, and we like to bring them together in our high-gravity Subaru Fusion workshop, where we have some seasoned talent meeting some emerging talent and local talent that plays together during a 45-minute fusion set where music is created on the spot with the collaboration of different artists that is never to be heard again. And that's one of our highlights in the evening on Saturday that we like to showcase. And then between main stage acts, people can head to the Red Barn Linda was talking about to hear some emerging local acts. And we have three of them this year doing seven total sets on Saturday.
And I want to mention one of them in particular, Morgan Grace.
Yeah.
Because she really got her start with Whoop and Holler. During the pandemic, there was the winter concert series online, and she was fantastic. And since then, I've watched her career just explode. She's been at a number of places, including, you know, like Stonewall, Altona, Selkirk. Every place that has a town fair, it seems, has picked up Morgan Grace this summer. So that's quite a feather in your cap.
It's been a big year for Morgan. Yeah, we followed her on her social media. She has more followers than we do. So that's what we like to see, artists.
Lift them up.
Do well.
We lift them
up,
yes.
And that the talent and the spotlight should be on them. And the focus should be on them when people come to our festival. We're about the artists and showcasing, you know, the best kept secrets that Manitoba has. And we want to elevate these artists in the capacity that we can as a little event.
It's a fantastic event. I mean, I always say, do not underestimate the healing power of the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. It's a small festival, which affords it the intimacy, but, you know, the automatic intimacy of a small location, everybody's right together, but there's more to it than that. Talk about the atmosphere and just... What is it that makes Whoop and Holler so special? Such a healing weekend.
That's just it. It's the vibe, the festival vibe that happens here, is exactly what you said, Bruce. It's healing. It just brings you down, opens you up, connects you with nature, and music can also help open you up. and connecting with each other again. It's a nice place to be and hang out for a weekend.
Linda Omachinsky, Josh Wright, two-thirds of the co-founding trio of the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. Thank you for joining us on episode number 3.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. And remember, all details, tickets, lineup, everything you need, you can find at whoopandholler.com. And just search Whoop and Holler on any of your social media. And please, join us in person, August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.